you doing?
Good, Sean. How are you?
Good, good.
You're off to a pretty good start last week against the Super Bowl champs. Where do you think you are as a team at this juncture going against the Patriots?
I think we're right where we want to be at right now. You know, obviously there's little things we have to work on and on both sides of the ball, and that, you know, that's just part of getting to the next game and improving those things you didn't do the first game.
How much of last year's playoff game have you carried with you during the offseason, not only you but the rest of the team, and can you carry it as a banner going into this game Sunday night?
Yeah, I think after the playoff game, you know, maybe for a week or so, guys are still playing, you know, feeling the same, you know, feeling bad after the loss because we've seen teams still playing in the Super Bowl happen. But after football was over last year, we pretty much got over it and started working towards the next season and the offseason.
How did you view the Patriots as a team last year? They seem to be even better this year as far as personnel is concerned.
Well, I think they're a good team all around. Last year, this year, I mean, I think they're the New England Patriots, and they know how to play football. So we know what they're capable of doing. We have to prepare for that and get ready for the next game.
Have you followed their latest exploits as far as video gate is concerned, the situation with the video hanky-panky along the sidelines?
A video hanky-panky. I've seen it in the media, but I'm not for sure what happened. I heard about somebody videotaping, but I don't know the whole entire scoop of everything that happened. But I think that situation will be dealt with if that's the case. However, it's dealt with, you know, the league will decide with that. But for us, we can know what they're doing on offense and defense. We just have to know how to go out there and stop it.
Sean, have you ever felt like an opposing offense knew what you guys were doing on defense, that they had deciphered your signals?
Well, we can tell a lot of things just watching film during the week in certain formations. Anything extra, I don't think you need anything outside of that because, you know, we see so much film during the week and see the Patriots playing different teams. So we kind of got a feel for certain things they're going to run. It might not be the exact same play we're running, but it's going to be a play we think that's going to happen.
Sean, had you heard of any suspicion regarding the Patriots before Sunday?
I haven't heard of it, and I was asked the question, I think it was Monday, and I just heard about it when they came up and asked me, but that's the first time I ever heard about it happening.
Was there ever any suspicion or anything that you've noticed league-wide, though, that the Patriots have used some methods that aren't exactly legal?
No, not really. Not that I know of. I mean, if you look at it, I don't know how many people attend the game, but I'm sure half of the people in the stands got camera phones, and so I don't really look for anything extra or look to see what they're doing personally. I figured if you watch film enough during the week and you can see certain formations, you can kind of think of two or three plays that's probably going to be ran.
When you first heard about it this week, did AFC playoff game last year cross your mind at all? Is that possibly happening?
Not really. I think it's going to be a lot of hype built up around that, but to me and the rest of the guys on the team, this is the second game of our season, and we want to come home with a win, obviously, no matter who we're playing.
Did that game leave a bad taste in your mouth, the way the Patriots celebrated on your field afterwards?
For about a week or two after the game. It doesn't really matter to me. Like I said before, a helmet, give me a helmet, shoulder pads and cleats, and I don't have to do anything you know, but play football.
Sean, is it surprising that a coach of Bill Belichick's stature would have been involved in something like this video incident?
If it's true, then yeah. But obviously, I don't know what happened in that situation. And when it comes out, then everybody will know, you know, exactly what happened. But as of right now, you know, it's all speculation.
I mean, he did apologize this morning, and he said they're waiting to hear from the commissioner's office, so that's pretty close, I think, to an admission of guilt.
I mean, from what I know, he's been a great coach and been doing a great job. And some of the players I have spoke to in the past, you know, loving to death. So, you know, it would be shocking if that was the truth. But as of right now, I don't really know what's going on.
Sean, you, considering the past, you're very active in helping the homeless. And you found yourself in that kind of situation as a young boy growing up. Are you real thankful that you are in the position you're in and the success you've had?
I'm very thankful, man, and that's why I, you know, take every play, everything that I do every day, you know, so serious, and I'm passionate about what I do because I do realize where I came from and where I'm at now. You know, just recently even see a Nike commercial as big as the one I just had, just really make you appreciate, you know, things a lot more. And get a win this week, I'll be really thankful after that.
Sean, is there a bit of a mentality in the league that sort of almost anything goes and, hey, whatever you can do to get an edge as long as you don't get caught is acceptable?
I don't think so, you know, because as you see, it's a lot of things going on, and the commissioner is constantly making changes with a lot of things. And, you know, with that being said, you know, I think it's real, you know, real straight and narrow right now. And, you know, things happen, and you don't know what those things are, but they happen, and you got to deal with them, move on, and, you know, get ready for the next game.
Sean, can you give us some insight into what Rodney Harrison might be going through right now, having to sit out for four games?
I mean, for him, what I hear about him, he's you know, since he was out here, you know, I was asked a lot of questions about the guys who played here and considered to be good at what they do. I heard he's a great person and a great player. And, you know, he apologized, and I'm sure he just wants to take his four games and get back on the field. And, you know, I can't wait to see him get back out there. I'm sure the Patriots fans, and not just fans, but the people in football, want to see him back on the field as soon as possible.
Was that tough for you? I mean, I imagine having to sit and watch 4 weeks last year. How difficult were game days for you that back then?
It's tough because you're not out there with your team. You're not out there to go to war with your guys and go to battle with your guys. And it's something that you have to kind of deal with mentally as opposed to physically. But, you know, you can always keep in shape. You know, you can always do those things. But mentally, you're away from something that you love. And I'm sure he's going to go through that, knowing what kind of guy he is. I don't know him personally, but what I'm hearing about, I'm sure he'll miss the game for those 4 weeks. But I'm also sure that he'll come back, you know, fiery and wanting to play.
Sean, your teammate LaDainian Tomlinson suggested that the Patriots' motto was, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. Do you agree with that?
I think that was more of a joke, more than anything. And I kind of, you know, heard that he laughed or giggled a little bit after that. So I don't think that was serious, especially not knowing what the truth is right now, what's going on. But it was a pretty funny statement, if you ask me. But I'm sure he was just joking about that.
Sean, you had 17 sacks last year, despite missing four games. What are teams doing against you now to make sure that doesn't happen again?
The question is, what teams are doing against me to make sure that doesn't happen again?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm saying different looks every week, week in, week out. And I'm expecting to see them. But we got guys who can make plays also. And, you know, if the team want to concentrate too much on me, I just have to be relentless and get into the ball no matter what happens. And my teammates will make plays.
What did the Patriots do to you last year? Did they chip you with a back? Did they double you? And did you feel like you played well in that game?
You know, sometimes, you know, people forget because, you know, I did lead the league in sacks last year. And even now, I really don't base my game off sacks. I base my game off how I played. You know, I look back on a sheet of paper and see that, you know, I had a bunch of pies there. Would I have any missed assignments, or any missed tackles, anything? I look at that. The sacks is just something they need me to do to provide pressure on the quarterback. But me personally, I don't feel that I played bad at all in the Patriots game. I think they had a very good scheme against us, knowing what kind of defense we had in getting the ball out of Tom Brady's hands. And they were very good at doing it last year.
Did you feel like you should have won that game? Because I know there was just the feeling, I guess, that you guys physically manhandled him for a good part of that game, and that you just couldn't put him away. And maybe is that part of being a young team?
It's, you know, it's one of those things: should have, would have, could have, but you didn't. You know, a lot of things happened last year. It was unexpected and was uncharacteristic of this team last year, but it happened on the right day for the Patriots. So. That game is over with. You know, we got them Sunday, and if we concentrate too much on the playoff game last year, then, you know, we'll be beat Sunday. We can't let that get in the way of playing them, or any emotion or anything said, anything period. My mind is strictly on playing them on Sunday and, you know, getting the win and coming back home.
Does Brady get rid of the ball quicker than anybody or as much as anybody in the league?
You know, a lot of the great ones do. You know, if you looked at Moreno wasn't hit a whole lot. He got rid of ball fast, and you know, just a lot of quarterbacks who know what kind of team they're playing, and you know, it's obvious. I mean, we led the team the league last year, or top two or top three in sacks or whatnot. So teams know we're bringing the pressure, so they kind of scheme us a little bit, and we plan on that happening.
Sean, how does it make you feel to know that Ellis Hobbs said he was wrong for essentially taunting you after the game and doing the lights out dance and has apologized for that?
Who said that again? I'm sorry.
How does it make you feel that Ellis Hobbs of the Patriots said he was wrong for what he did on the field earlier in January, taunting you, doing your lights out dance, and, you know, publicly apologize for doing that?
Yeah, I was furious. I was furious. But not because he did it bad, because it just looked terrible. that really got under my skin a little bit. That I said, at least you're going to do it. I mean, you know, look at some film and kind of watch how I do it. So I was over that. I'm sure a lot of people were over that, and we're ready to move on to this game.
Hey, Sean, Commissioner Goodell has made it clear that to ensure the league maintains a positive image, he's going to crack down pretty hard and take an aggressive approach, and he has done so with players anytime a behavior unbecoming of the league, what he would like to see. Do you think he should take that same strict approach when it comes to disciplinary measures with coaches and teams?
Depending on what the case is, and I think that only him and the NFL office or anybody else can really make the decision on how hard to crack down on somebody, depending on what the crime is, basically. So whatever happens, I'm sure they'll do what's best interest of the league and keep the image of the league and make a decision and move on to it.
I know you won't be covering him, but how does the arrival of Randy Moss change the dynamic for you guys on defense matching up with the Patriots?
I wasn't shocked, and I hope anybody else who watched them for 9 or 10 years wasn't shocked either. I mean, the guy still has a tremendous amount of talent. He can do things, and I wasn't shocked at all that he had the kind of game he had. I was more shocked that he came out as early as he did, coming off a preseason injury, and that he came out performing the way he did. But like I said, he's Randy Moss, and nothing changed with that.
Sean, what do you think of the job that Stephen Cooper is doing for you guys, linebacker?
I think he's doing a great job, and some of the things he's been doing so far, he's playing like everybody know he's capable of doing, and to us, he's a vet. From people looking outside in, he's a guy just starting at the position, haven't played that much, but if you really take a look, he's been there for a while. Him and Matt Wilhelm been around for a while. They just wasn't starters. So I'm not surprised the way he's playing right now because he's a vet.
Sean, how hard is it, or is it possible, if you were taping signals on the sideline, to put it in use during that game? Is that even possible?
Is it? I don't know. I mean, I wish I could, because I don't know how fast you can even turn around and tell what a team is doing that quick or whatnot. I don't know how that works. But I'm sure pretty soon that if anything is true, then everybody will know how it works.
How would you defend Antonio Gates?
Put as many people on him as I can. I'll try to, have him a good matchup, and he's going to be a matchup problem for a lot of people around the league because, he's bigger than most defensive backs and faster than most linebackers. So it's going to be hard. He's the guy that we're going to look to throw the ball to, and he's a Pro Bowl guy.
Did it surprise you, the stat sheet and see LaDainian with 25 yards on 17 carries last week, and is that a good sign that you can win a game when he does that?
Well, you're looking at, we're playing division, we're playing Super Bowl, Super Bowl defenders last year. They went to the Super Bowl last year for one reason, and one reason only, in my opinion, that's because their defense played extremely well. So we're probably playing one of the best defenses in the NFL, and of course that's going to happen, but we also have to step up and play when offense is not playing well and vice versa.
Anything else, guys? Great, thank you very much,
Sean.
Thanks. Nice talking to you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.